Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bow. Cousins to his right, shoots in the middle of the field. That's Pitts to the 41. First down and 10. Here comes Atlanta now. Clock at 1:29. Cousins again from time, looking. Mooney wide open to the 38. And he'll be tackled there by Blankenship of Philadelphia. Cousins takes the snap. Philly brings five this time. Cousins again. Catch is made. Mooney, 15. Darnell out of bounds at the 13. Two by two. Eagles bring four. Cousins looks, shoots it inside. London the catch, out of bounds at the 6. Waving London to the far side, takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London! Atlanta gonna bring 4 this time. Try to get there, Hurts is hit as he throws. Bates talking!
Jesse
Bates interception!
Yeah.
With 32 seconds left, Jesse Bates comes up with the interception. And Atlanta, in the thick of the night, has stolen one from the Philadelphia Eagles.
I like them thick in that night.
Whether it's a football game or whatever.
Buddy. But, I mean, for them to go get that game, and we've been doing this together, is our 6th year?
I think this is the 6th season.
Okay, that's our 6th season together.
6th or 7th Falcons season.
Yeah, together. And I just don't remember them going to do nothing like this.
Nope.
And, you know, I love what Ross said after the game. Because it's always crazy, you know, you just don't know. Because his personality, because Ross is such a positive person. Like, but he's fiery. You saw how he got into that referee's face after whatever the hell that was Drake London had did. Which, it looked like he's shooting a gun. You got to get a penalty.
Yeah,
that's where they are nowadays.
I
didn't understand it either, but I'm just like.
No, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I understand why they threw
it. I didn't understand. I didn't see what he did till this morning.
I didn't either. Yeah. But then when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's why they threw the flag on him, because they thought he was simulating a gun.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
You can't do that. They're going to do that. But for Young Wei Koo to be just ice water and to be able, because the outside, the elements, and I mean, it was no stress on that kick right there. But yeah, for them to hang in there and fight, not play their best game, still bad on third down, horrible in the red zone, was good enough when they need to be in the red zone. But, I mean, yeah, that lets you know there's still growth and the season is still young, and that's the season why. I saw it this morning. It was 69 touchdown passes this week.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like twice.
Yes.
As many.
Yes. And so it probably add up a little bit more because quarterback play and everybody's still working their way through because they don't play in the preseason and everything. But, yeah, for them to go in there and take that win, and that's what they did, no matter what pundits or anybody might want to say, the Atlanta Falcons went into Philadelphia and took the game.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Philly helped him.
You don't have to worry about the narrative. The national narrative is going to be Saquon dropped the ball. Yes. Should they have thrown it on third down? Should they have gone for it on fourth down? Whatever. So what? Who cares? A guy made a mistake. That happens in football games. A player made a physical mistake.
Yes.
Great. Awesome. You don't always take advantage of it. Yes. They took advantage of it. Like, that's the difference. To me, that's the difference. There's been moments where, in the past handful of years, where the Falcons could have done what they did last night. Mm-hmm. They just didn't do it. Even week one, even against Pittsburgh, they got the ball back down five in the fourth quarter, and they didn't do anything with it. Last night, because they were just that much better, the game plan was that much better from the offensive coordinator, that Kirk looked that much more comfortable. The protection was fantastic.
Yes.
Now, Philly is real issues on their defensive line.
Do.
But again, that's not our problem.
That ain't a problem.
That's their problem.
Yep.
And I just thought overall they did so much of what we hoped that they would be able to do in going about getting that victory, even if they didn't go on that final drive. Obviously the whole mood is different if they don't go on that final drive. But even if they didn't, there was still a lot of positive in that game. They established the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were able to get the pass going off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk finally started taking some shots down the field because he had the time to do so. Mm-hmm. And there was separation with his receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan Robinson is an absolute maniac.
He was just running.
That guy's incredible.
He's just so smooth with it and getting and fitting in the creases. He took two big hits. They were big, too. You know, the one where he made a guy miss and the guy caught him from – it was – basically coming from behind him and just leveled him.
But then there was another one where he was kind of held up and the guy came and popped him.
And then, I mean, then obviously the fourth and one with CJ because hate that play when you're rushing up because there's only one option that you have and there's going to be one guy that's unblocked. And the one guy that was unblocked made the damn play. Now, I do believe you took his helmet off. I do.
He did.
I believe he took his helmet
he did
off.
He take his helmet off.
What should have been. But then.
It might have come loose because of the hit, but then, he helped it come off.
And then, but then you look about it. What if they would have got that penalty yard and everything? So everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. But this was a gut check by this football team. Gut check to be able to, and we talked about it earlier, 2-minute offense for quarterbacks is so much because you don't have to really read a lot. You pick a side, and then you go. You don't have to worry about audibles, changing protections too much or anything like that. Because they're in the base protection. They're going to run that soft-ass cloud coverage with the, you know, trying to protect the sidelines, give you yardage. If you're trying to go for a 2-minute, first thing you want to do, you got to have positive play on first down, which they did. Hurry up and get the ball mark, which they did. You always got to get a chunk play of it. Got the chunk play, and then you're able to, you know, maneuver your way down there. And then once they got down there, hell of a play call by Z-Rob. He had a bounce back game. You have Rick in the middle, in the back, in the inside of the bunch. You motion him out just a little bit, give him a little space. And I don't know where the hell Slay was looking, because the way he was looking in the backfield, like he had another corner outside of him. like he had another corner outside helping. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, he didn't.
I don't know what he would have been checking for. You got Drake London.
Yeah,
you got
that's your guy. Like, what are you doing?
Now, I mean, Drake.
Drake gave him that wiggle.
He gave him the wiggle.
He gave him that dead leg.
He sent him going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And the ball was delivered. He got his feet down. Yeah. It was perfectly executed. What was the play on that final drive where you said to yourself, oh, they're going to score a touchdown here?
The chunk play.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, they got him.
I don't know. Something about just that play to Pitts.
Yeah.
Because Pitts. This is not really a discussion because they won the game.
Right.
Be great to get him more involved. We're 2 weeks, still doesn't get the ball thrown to him.
Real quick, I'm sorry, Andy. They need to understand when they need to help him, when he needs to just have a free release and when he needs to. Let him go.
Let him be.
Let him go.
Anyway, when they did get it to him first and he drilled it in there and he leans over the line to get the first down, it's like, oh, that's positive.
Yeah.
All right. And then he hits immediately downfield to Mooney. All right. And then he hits downfield to Mooney again, and Mooney gets out of bounds. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's 45 seconds left, and you're in the red zone. It's like, wow, they got down there so fast, they almost got down there too fast. Now, again, you just got to score. You can't be worried about getting cute and using too much clock and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
They did it. They were able to get the stop. Jesse game last night gets the game-sealing interception, and the Falcons come away with a victory. A very different day than had Saquon Barkley caught that pass, but you know what? He didn't.
Mm-mm.
So... it's a victory Tuesday.
Hell yeah, man. What did we say all these years? We apologize winning.
No. Because I don't know if we apologize, but we've dealt with a lot of losses.
Yeah.
A lot of crappy losses. That was an awesome win.
That was a Falcons win.
Awesome.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.